Until France reached the latter stages of this tournament, the French public had been somewhat ambivalent about this World Cup. But reaching the final is special, and across France the excitement and anticipation was intense as the game got underway. The first half saw France rocked on their heels by Argentina's ruthless intensity, and at half-time France was 2-0 down, and the fans were reeling.
We don't have the ball and we cannot really do anything, so I think it will be very hard in the second half, but I still have hope in a win, of course.
Hope turned to something more confident in the second half. By now, those without seats stood. Those without space peered through the windows. With barely 10 minutes left, the French fans were sent delirious by two quick-fire goals from star striker Kylian Mbappe. The game now level at 2-2. Into the second period of extra time, nail-biting tension again gripped the supporters. Messi put Argentina ahead, but with just 2 minutes left on the clock, Mbappe again sent the supporters into convulsions of joy. This World Cup final had become a genuine classic. But that left penalties, and for the French, it was to be heartbreak. The roller coaster ride was finished.
I feel sad because obviously I'm French, but that was the best game I've ever seen. And I'm pretty happy for Argentina because they lost in 2014 and they are great, great teams.
I feel very well because I have two nationalities. I am Argentina and France also.
There was a hundred of emotions in this game. Of course, I'm disappointed, but it was a huge match, huge game, actually.
In the shadow of the Arc de Triomphe, victory had slipped away.
So the party is over for the French, and here at the Champs-Élysées, where the party would have been held had they won, there is no party at all. These few stragglers over my shoulder now making their way home in a rather miserable France drizzle. It's a disappointment for a team which came into this tournament with such high expectations, but they came up against the magic of Messi. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Paris.